Mr. Vorstius, Reel 7, were there any other classes you attended or training that you received on the Berwick during this 3 months?
Oh, no, no, just simply it was in that same class all the time. It was like a 3 months.
Did you go to sea during this
three months? Oh, yes, yes.
Whereabouts were you going to?
Well, we left Chatham for Sheerness. Picked up some coal, more coal. And from then, we went down to Torquay. And arrived there on the Sunday morning. I always remember that. And the Sunday evening, we should have gone to the Azores. Instead of going to the Azores, which was cancelled because war was breaking out between Greece and Italy. But that was like, wasn't the war, but that was greater than getting near it. And also, they more or less stopped us from going to the Azores, and we went to Spain.
Now this was your first. Was this your first time at sea?
Yeah.
Did you suffer from seasickness at all?
I did. I did, and I've done it for years. Yes. And, not always, though. Now and again, it was what I was supposed to do, more or less, with the way the ship was going. Because if you've got sometimes we would roll as though we right over and back again over there, like, and then other times we'd just be rolling there, like, and you wouldn't take any notice of it.
Did anyone give you any cures or give you any advice as to how to avoid being seasickness?
Well, they said don't eat too this and don't eat that. But at any rate, it was no good. If you was to be seasick, you'd be seasick.
When you were first seasick, when you first went to sea, did you feel a bit depressed about being in the
Navy? Yes, I did. Yes.
Well, lots of people.
Now, when the first time it was. We'd left Torquay and was on. It was in the off the bay. That's when I was. I always remember all that. Off the bay, we was rolling and got over it, and we put into the Spanish port, Pisa, and now and again we'd. We was there for quite a long time, but we'd go off like for firing torpedoes or firing guns, and
firing torpedoes. Were you taught how to do that?
No,
as well?
No, we never taught how to do that. You had to be a torpedo man to do that.
So throughout the whole time you were on this voyage out to Spain and thereabouts. Mm. You were training, as you described, in your daily routine. Your training went on uninterrupted.
Ah, yes.
When you got into these ports, were you ever allowed ashore? Torquay or in Spain?
Yes. But you didn't get... You went ashore about 2 o'clock. So you wouldn't go before... while the dinner was on. That's 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock. You wait there, it would be 2 o'clock, and then you had to be back again on the jetty by 4 o'clock. So you only had 2 hours. That was as a boy, when I was a boy.
What would you do when you went ashore?
Well, have a look at things, buy things, if you had the money. Because we didn't get 7 pence a day, you know. We didn't get much money. That was our money at the age of... until we was 18.
What sort of things would you buy?
Well, little sometimes photos of places and some, and well, generally mostly if you saw a doll or something like that, you know, or anything like that, you know, and you liked it, you would buy it, you see.
Now, we were talking about the daily routine. I mean, I know we're going aside from that every so often, but after the morning classes, you had dinner. What time was dinner then?
12 to 1.
And what would happen there? Would this be the same thing? The cooks of the week would go and fetch
it? Yes.
And they didn't prepare it again?
No.
They just fetched it?
All they had to go and fetch it, you see. There were the ships, every ship in the Navy had cooks, and they did the cooking. You see, but you used to have to go and peel the potatoes, help them peel the potatoes, and all that. You see, but so not a lot.
What would you get for your dinner?
Oh, quite a good many: roast beef and roast potatoes, cabbage, or soup.
What happened after lunch then?
Well, the only thing you do was to wait for 1 o'clock. You're supposed to 1 o'clock be ready to fall in, but they used to make it 1:05, and then fall in at 1:05, and then 1:15 you would go to your work. Or if you was or to a class.
So this, in the afternoon you'd have more classes?
Yes, oh yes.
What time would they finish?
All of them 4 o'clock.
And then what?
Then you would do the usual, sweep up and put all things away that you used, or if you borrowed something from the sail maker, something like that, You return all these sort of things, and you would then finish, unless you were duty watch.
What was duty watch then? Tell me about that.
The duty watch, if there was anything to do, any work come along, or a ship come, or a lighter would come alongside with some stuff, the duty watch would help to get that in, you see?
And that some of the boys would be put on this duty?
Yes, all the boys would. There was starboard watch, or it was a port watch, and they'd all help. Supper would be 6:30.
And what would that be?
Well, whatever you... in the training ship, it used to be cheese and bread and butter and nothing much for supper.
Did you get enough to eat on the training ship?
Oh, yes.
You weren't hungry?
No, never hungry, no.
So after supper...
Supper and at 8 o'clock you had to be turned in.
Did you find that a bit?
No, 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock you got to turn in.
Let's say 8 o'clock sounded a bit early. What would you do before you turned in? Would that time be your own?
All you had to do, was either write letters, write to your parents, or write if you learned. ABC, Morse code, you see, the Morse code for AB, what they would be, and all that thing, that sort of thing you did in your spare time. So that in the mornings, if you've done it properly, you could go through it and then without any trouble.
So you do that until you... went to bed at 9 to your hammock. Were there any recreations? I mean, were you given any time for recreational activities?
Oh, yeah.
What would you do then?
Well, you'd have to, it was 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the afternoon. That was all there was. But then that was for smoking. Nobody was allowed to smoke during them during the hours of working. But just the 10 minutes for the stand easy, they used to have a smoke. And had to have a quick one and put it out as soon as the bugle sounded.
But you didn't smoke, did you?
I didn't smoke, no.
What are the recreations? I mean, would people read or play games? Mm-hmm. Or tell me about
that. Oh, yes, I played games and...
what sort of games?
Card games, bridge, and nap. And,
what was nap?
You know, five cards, you know, played nap. You have five cards and you make your own trumps and all that sort of thing. And then there'd be the... I think of the thing, because of an evening you could practice your semaphore or anything like that if you wanted, which is, was always the best and the Morse code.
You said that. Was there any gambling on the card games?
No.
So the boys wouldn't have...
There was no gambling allowed. If it was called gambling, there was trouble. Well and truly. But...
Any other games? Would you ever get ashore to play football or anything like
that?
Oh,
yes.
This is on the training ship. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the ship always had a football team. Nearly every ship I was in always had a football team. And you would be allowed to go on the shore and see them playing football. But in the barrack, now and again, they'd have a football team. I'm going ashore, but not many, because being Spain, you didn't allow to lay to go to many.
That's a point. How did you get on with the Spanish civilians when you did go ashore?
Well, I really cannot remember because I hardly ever went ashore. I didn't like going.
Why not?
I don't know why. Well, I know I didn't have much money, you know. 7 pence away wasn't much money. And I used to like to buy some toffees and things like that from the canteen. That was it.
Now, was the daily routine any different on Saturday or Sunday or any other day? Was it?
Well, it was Sunday. And Saturday was like a make a men day. You you packed up work at 12 o'clock. And then from then onwards, you wouldn't go to a class or anything like that on a Saturday. And on a Sunday, they were just clearing their deck with hose early morning, and 9 o'clock everybody would go to church, and from 11 o'clock, and they finished church. Well, it was known as a Make and Mend Day. Well, it was known as Make and Mend.
What would you do during the Make and Mend?
Oh. What I sometimes I used to nap. No, we used to get round and playing some game that didn't cost money.
So your training was progressing on the barrack. You were on there for 3 months. You were in Spain. How long? Where did you go after Spain?
We went to another town in Spain. It was near Corona. Then we went to Corona. and then we came home.
Had you enjoyed your first voyage then?
Oh yes, I enjoyed it, yes. And especially when we got home and we left the ship and went into Chatham Barracks and got some money. I don't know how we come to get it, but still we got it. And went on leave. And so we didn't have to pay anything then, you see.
This is January 1913, you left the Berwick.
That's right.
And you went on leave. What did you do on your first leave then? Can you tell me about that?
On the first leave?
On this leave, rather. It might not have been your first.
Well, I went home to my parents. I only had mother and sisters and no father. And we had quite a good time because we had Christmas at home. Then when I came back again to the barracks, when after just joined up with what they known as a working party, and until Sonny came along. Well, they
what were you doing on a working party, for instance?
You get a broom and sweep up the parade and all things like that. You see, all the parades would be swept and. Because that was used in the barracks. The parades was used for church and for marching off. So.
You were waiting to be posted, in other words, really. Mm-hmm. You were just really waiting to be posted.
Waiting to be posted, yes.
And when you were posted, you ended up back to the Berwick, didn't you, in February?
Oh, yes. Went back, came to the Berwick. I forgot what day it is, but the ship was what was known as in Bull's Nose, near Bull's Nose. It was just a big part where the ships used to go out. And signal was made for the Berwick to proceed, and she proceeded out and ran straight into another ship, which was damn good because I didn't want to stop any longer on her.
And so you'd been posted back to the Berwick, but when you got her ready to go, she was in a collision. Can you tell me about the collision?
Well, it was how he come to do it. I don't know. All I know is that when we come to go out, when you're in the ship, you're lined up, like port and starboard, facing the different places. And we didn't notice it, but he on the starboard side, how he come to do it, I don't know. Never will know, but he went into the bows of another ship. And
what was the collision like? Was it
wasn't much, but he had up, you know, made a nice tear in the bows. And I don't really know what happened afterwards, because we went back again to the barracks. See, the Berwick anchored there and then. We was taken off, all the ship's company was taken off, and everybody had to ask any questions, or answer questions, although not boys, not the boys, but the ship's company, what they saw and what they didn't see and all that sort of thing. And we went back into a barracks. And that was the last of the Berwick.
You say you didn't want to go back on the Berwick. Why
yes,
was
I
that?
I don't know. I don't know. Couldn't say, really say. But I wanted another ship. I preferred another ship.
Just wanted a change?
Just wanted a change, yes.
So, here we are in round about March, back in Chatham. Doing general duties, I suppose, again.
Well, yes.
And what happened then?
I joined HMS Antrim.
That would be June 1914, would it?
No. It was after I left the Berwick, a few days after I left the Berwick, really.
Sorry, I've looked at the wrong thing. Yes, so that was March
1913. That's right, yes.
Now, what sort of a ship was the Antrim?
She was a heavy cruiser, four funnels, two masts, two 7.5 turrets, forward and quarter deck, 4 6-inch, two starboard, two port, and several little wee guns, 3-pounders.
Now, this wasn't a training ship, was it?
No.
How many boys were assigned to the Antrim?
It'd be a guess. I suppose about 20.
And did you all mess together?
Yes, all messed together, yes.
Separate from the men again?
Yes.
Were you pleased to have been assigned to the Antrim? Was it the sort of ship you'd wanted, or would you have preferred a destroyer or a dreadnought?
I don't know what to say about that, but I know during my time in it, I enjoyed it very much, and I was promoted and things like that, you see.
Right, so where was the boys' mess deck on the Antrim?
Down below decks, on the port side. And there was there was no port and starboard. It was all together there, the boys, because she wasn't meant to be a trading ship, really. She was a proper warship.
So who was in charge of these 20-odd boys?
Well, it was a chief petty officer and two petty officers. And I haven't got their names now, but...
Did they train you?
Oh, yes, they trained. Yeah, there was still training to be done.
But there was no instructors, it was just these petty officers, was it?
Yes.
And what sort of training were they doing? Was it just polishing, or was it new stuff?
Oh, no, have classes. We did have classes, and they'd ask questions, wouldn't be a proper training ship. They'd ask, take her, and then suddenly would turn up. We'd have to clear, scrub decks or something like that. You see, at any rate, it was a very nice ship to be in, and
was the daily routine fairly well the same as it had been on the Berwick?
Yes, nearly all the same.
What would the differences be? Perhaps that's easier to...
I don't think there could be much, because it was a proper naval service. You see, 5 o'clock, you were called, see? And you had to fall in at 6 o'clock. Nearly every ship did that when I was going.
So it was just pretty well the same as far
pretty
as...
Pretty well the same, yes.
We'll not go over that again then. How did you get on with the men? Because obviously you wouldn't be separated from them.
Well, I was get on very well with them. I was a fo'sleman. Now then, I was a fo'sleman. And as time went on, before I became 18... I used to do a lot of running, and other sporting things, but I never played football or played cricket, but I did play tennis and something like that, just a little tennis. But
you say running was your main?
Yes, we done a lot of running.
Where would you train?
On the upper deck.
What, just running round it?
Round either forecastle or... And jumping, you see, because the forecastle was above Down the deck down there was the port, and starboard fore top and main top. But the forecastle was up there. It was just to do running round the turret and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, plenty of work. Wasn't a sport. It was done. The commander was pretty hard on it.
Would you enter competitions when you were ashore at running?
Yes, they did. Yes, but it wasn't for quite a while after I joined.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. What happened on the Antrim? Where was she when you joined her? At Chatham?
Chatham, yes.
And where did you go?
Scotland. And that was 1913, and I think it was the 13th of March, 13th of March, and it was my birthday, and I didn't take any notes of it either, and the lads didn't take any notes of it. That's right, the 13th of March. And believe it or not, this isn't to do with that. I spent 4 years and 3 months on board that ship. On March, April, and May. On the 17th of May, I left 1917. That was a long time. But at any rate, it was good. I got promoted and things like that.
Well, we'll talk. So you went to Scotland. What was the ship doing? Just cruising?
It was more or less preparing something like they knew the war wasn't far away, sort of business. They were doing a lot of firing. When we up in Scotland, and
what was your post? To action stations post on the Antrim.
I was in a turret.
A turret on
the forecastle.
That's a 7.5-inch turret. Yeah. Mm.
But I only took loading. I was only loading because it came up by automatic from down below. You see.
What would you do?
All I'd do was to roll it onto the loader, and the fella on the loader would load it when it was ready. I didn't stop on that.
That was while you were a boy. That was your action station post.
Yes, it was while I was a boy. And then when I got 18, I went to a 6-inch gun. Sure, that's not what I
do. Now, so your training continued, and then you stayed. Where did you go from Scotland?
Well, we used to go Scapaflow and then back again to Cromarty first.
It's before the war you did that?
Yes, before the war. On two occasions, we went out to the Mediterranean. The home fleet then, every so often they would go out to Malta and do manoeuvres with the the Mediterranean fleet. See? That was another thing. Anything else?
What do you remember of those Mediterranean cruises and the manoeuvres?
Manoeuvres with the Mediterranean fleet. There was always... on two occasions, we went to Greece and the King of Greece came aboard on one time. And then the next time we went the new admiral, we had a new admiral, and he the King agreed to came aboard again, because he was like a flagship. He was a flagship.
So you were with, what squadron were you with?
Third Cruiser Squadron.